The guilty verdict in the second trial of Russia's best-known prisoner sparked protests outside a Moscow court overnight and drew immediate international condemnation. The US Secretary of State said Mikhail Khodorkovsky's conviction raises serious questions about the rule of law in Russia. The German Foreign Minister called it a step backward for Russia, and the British Foreign Office said the law should be applied in a non-discriminatory and proportional way. Mikhail Khodorkovsky was once Russia's richest oil tycoon, who fell out with the Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin when he backed opposition politicians. He's been in jail for tax evasion since 2003 and has now been found guilty of embezzlement. Moscow correspondent Norman Hammond has the latest.
There were shouts of freedom as the fallen billionaire, who's already spent 7 years behind bars, was led into court. Supporters of Mikhail Khodorkovsky were bundled away. Cameras were kept out of the courtroom. Earlier during this trial, Mr. Khodorkovsky said he was prepared to die in prison. This guilty verdict won't be a surprise to him, or for that matter, to Prime Minister Vladimir Putin. He seemed to predict the outcome of the trial when asked about Mr. Khodorkovsky in a call-in show earlier this month. A thief must be in jail, said Mr. Putin, and according to a court ruling, Khodorkovsky is considered guilty of theft, quite a substantial one. Oil wealth made Mikhail Khodorkovsky the richest person in Russia, but he was convicted of fraud and his assets were stripped after he split with the Kremlin. Many analysts say these latest charges, accusing him of stealing his own company's oil, make no sense legally, but the guilty verdict was widely expected. Maria Lipman is the editor-in-chief of the Carnegie Moscow Center.
This is a very alarming message that the top of the executive has monopolized decision-making and has control over other branches of power, and that this is going to be the political order in this country.
To anyone who might think Vladimir Putin's grip is loosening, say those who've dealt with Russia's leadership, this sends a powerful message. Robert Amsterdam was Mikhail Khodorkovsky's lawyer during his first trial. He was arrested and eventually barred from Russia.
This is a method by which Putin can exert pressure on those who have political influence and let them know that everyone is vulnerable to his whims.
The determined but often marginalized opposition has rallied to Khodorkovsky's cause, but many Russians just don't care. More often than not, demonstrators in support of Khodorkovsky and his co-accused, business partner Platon Lebedev, are outnumbered by the media. Alexander Maslenkov is a Khodorkovsky supporter.
You know, Khodorkovsky and Lebedev are symbols of our freedom, of free business and free society. And so they are our icons in standing against the state, the authorities that are not free, and they are enemies of our freedom.
The final verdict may take days, even weeks, to be read out in court. The prosecution has asked for a sentence that would see Mikhail Khodorkovsky spend 6 more years in prison, and it's widely believed he'll stay in jail, at least until after the next presidential election is held in 2012. His lawyers say they will appeal. This is Norman Hermont in Moscow reporting for AM.